Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, sometimes an idea that's right in one place just isn't right in another. International marketing companies have to research their product names very carefully. Not only must a brand be distinctive and easy to pronounce, but it must not have any unintended negative connotations in other cultures. And so here are a few examples of companies that maybe should have done better research. Would you like to drink a Japanese sports drink that translates into English as Pocari Sweat? Or how about covering your next oven-roasted turkey with Alufani, French aluminum foil? Or see if your children would like to sit down to a nice bowl of Crapsy Fruit. Or if that's a French breakfast cereal, or muck, an Italian yogurt, or better yet, use a little poo, a brand of curry powder from Argentina. Now, on the other hand, sometimes an idea is universally right and helpful. For instance, Leo Gerstenzang, Gerstenzang. You know Leo Gerstenzang, right? You know what he invented or what he... When he saw his wife trying to clean hard-to-reach places by applying cotton wads to toothpicks, he was inspired. Today, we know his product as Q-tips. That's Leo Gerstenzang. You can look it up, find out what his birthday is, and celebrate Q-tip Day when you... And because the ice cream that the woman who would later become his wife melted because it took too long to row the 2.5 miles back to the island on which they were picnicking, Ole Evinrude was inspired to design an engine that would replace the oar as a means of propulsion. So you can thank his wife who wanted ice cream next time you use your power motor. Well, sometimes an idea can actually change the world. The time was right for Columbus, and a new hemisphere was added to the globe. And the time was right for Gutenberg, and his movable type printing press set the stage for getting the Bible into our homes today. And the time was right for Luther's challenge to the church of his day, and now we know that we are saved solely by God's grace through faith. In fact, the newly invented Gutenberg press was also very instrumental for getting Luther's writings and ideas into the hands of the people of his day. So if it's true that human ideas can change things, how much more so God's? Genesis begins with the words, "In the beginning, God created." Those words tell us that God's idea, his plan, filled a creation with life, beauty, and unimaginable wonder. And in Luke we read, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus." Those words remind us that the birth of the Son of God took place in a specific time, the right time, the moment that was worked out by God himself. For centuries, the Christian church has confessed that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate. Now, those words don't simply tell us who was legally responsible for passing a sentence of death on Jesus or served to embarrass a Roman governor for his act of ends justify the means leadership. No, those words remind us that God's idea, his amazing and incomprehensible plan for your salvation through the death and resurrection of his Son, took place through real people of history. It was the right time, the best time. In fact, as Paul says, the fullness of time. Because the time was right, and because the idea was God's, our world is no longer at the mercy of death, destruction, and sin. Scripture is filled with examples of God's ideas coming at the right time. And although the people who experienced them may have wondered about his timing, looking back through the lens of history, we and maybe even they ultimately saw God's wisdom in doing what he did when he did. Imagine Moses standing on Mount Nebo, looking down on the promised land that he would not enter. He must have been disappointed by that knowledge. But I wonder if as he stood there looking at that land stretching out before him, he let his mind wander back over the 120 years of his own life. And if so, I believe he saw that God had the right idea at the right time. You see, God had this plan in mind even before time began. But he worked it out through our time, through our history. God chose Abraham, promising that his descendants would inherit the land of Canaan. And then, after living in Egypt for 400 years, Moses was born, in spite of Pharaoh's order to kill all the male Hebrew children, and was even raised in Pharaoh's court. But it wasn't this proud position that would serve God's plan. Instead, Moses was forced to flee Egypt because he killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew slave. But God led him to the tent of Jethro near Mount Sinai, and then while tending his flock, God spoke to Moses through a burning bush, sent him back to Egypt, sending him on a path that would bring a new generation to the banks of the Jordan River in order to claim God's promise all the way back to Abraham. It was all in God's time and according to God's plan. Centuries, millennia in fact, later, in a garden just outside Jerusalem, Jesus would pray for strength. He knew the right time had come to fulfill God's plan for you and for me. He knew that he would soon die on a cross, and he did that willingly because he knew that this is what his Father had in mind already in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were promised that one would come to crush the head of our enemy, Satan, and finally defeat death. Moses had been called to deliver people from an earthly bondage, but in comparison to the plan which the Son of God would complete, Moses' plan seemed small indeed. God's plan sent Jesus to save all people of all time from slavery to sin, to restore our relationship with God by giving to all who believe the assurance that our ultimate end is everlasting life. I've been told that Sioux warriors, as they went into battle, would do so with the cry, "Today is a good day to die." See, that was, in a very real sense, the cry of Jesus on Good Friday. It was a good day, a good time, the right time for God's Son to die on a cross and 3 days later come forth from the tomb. Because Jesus did this, you can face your death in the confidence that it has lost its poison. The ancient serpent has been defanged. What a joy to speak those kind of words to people who are grieving the death, the loss of their loved ones. You see, the time is still right today. Today is the right time. The right time to help others know their Savior. It's the right time for others to know that God's plan of salvation has been completed. That as Paul said in our epistle lesson, but if Christ has not been raised, you are still in your sins. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. It's a good time because Satan, the god of this age, continues to blind the minds of people so that they can't see the gospel and the mercy of God. It's the right time to tell others because none of us knows how much longer the people we love will be around to hear us. A few years ago, a person wrote to Ann Landers. She brushed her teeth twice a day and went to the doctor twice a year. She wore her boots when it rained and always carried an umbrella. She stuck to her diet, had plenty of fruits and fresh vegetables every day. She relinquished her tonsils and had her appendix removed the day it became troublesome. She never drank or smoked or stayed out late. She seldom lost her temper and exercised religiously. She got 8 hours of sleep every night and often catnapped in the daytime. The funeral's Tuesday. She's survived by 18 specialists, 4 health spa owners, 6 gymnasium managers, and numerous manufacturers of health foods and antibiotics. She forgot that cars can turn right on a red light. It's always the right time to promote God's idea, his plan for the world. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." What he meant is that we are to live in the knowledge every day that the time is short, and so the time is right to share Jesus' love, to share his forgiveness, to share his mercy with others. And I'll be honest, I need to hear this just as much as you do. It's easy to stand here and to speak about Jesus. You're an easy crowd, at least so far. But I sometimes feel hesitant when I know that I should be more bold outside this place. See, as sinful people, we all too often drag our feet instead of stepping out with courage, with God's message of love, of grace. Too often we talk about prayer, but don't do it. We say that God's word is powerful and effective, necessary for a strong faith, but how often do we read it? We all know people who belong to a church but don't attend, who stay away from church while living but want to be brought here when they die. Are our hearts burdened for those people? The time is right because the time is short. The world is dying, people are dying, and God wants you and me to invite and encourage them to believe and trust in him because only he can give real life. God wants us to promote his idea, his plan of salvation, because only it can bring life to dead and lost people. In the 3rd century AD, a man named Cyprian, the bishop of Carthage, wrote to his friend, "It's a bad world, Donatus, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and good people who have learned this great secret of life. They have found a joy and wisdom which is 1,000 times better than any of the pleasures of our sinful life. They're despised and persecuted, but they care not. They're masters of their souls. They have overcome the world. These people, Donatus, are Christians, and I am one of them." This idea of God, this message of Christ, it's an old one. As I said before, God knew even before the foundation of the world that he would send his son to die for you and me. It's an old idea. But it's still powerful because God works through it to save people for eternity, still today. His idea has and continues to change the world just as it has and continues to change you and me. But it can't change others if they've never heard it. So let's tell them. Let's do all we can that people will hear and know and believe. Sometimes we may have to use words. After all, it is really the right time to tell. Amen.